That's enough for now, Mr. Colbert.
You've been after this secret since I first met you 15 years ago. I'm still not going to tell you, Nemo.
You will, Omicron. You will give me the secret of your immortality. Perhaps you cannot die, but that doesn't mean you cannot suffer.
You think this is suffering? I've been through much worse than this in my life, I can assure you.
Yes, I'm sure you have. That's why I asked Mr. Colby to stop. I have something new in mind.
Something new?
You know the source of the power for the Nautilus, of course.
Your submarine is powered by electricity. You explained that to me before you even built it.
Yes, but electricity is new. It has some amazing properties, and I have spent years studying it.
So you've found a new way to torture people with it?
Not intentionally, I assure you. But after some mishaps with the crew members, it has become quite obvious that I can use it to stimulate some of the most excruciating pains imagined.
Well, then I suppose you're right. This will be new.
Yes. It will be interesting to see which gives out first, your alchemy or your willpower. Take him to the molecular reactor chamber, Mr. Colby.
Aye, sir.
I take no pleasure in torture, Omicron. All you have to do is tell me what I want to know, and we can avoid all this.
What? And miss all the fun? Never.
Climb aboard the airship Peregrine and join her crew of extraordinary individuals. The ninja, the giant, the genius, the alchemist, and all the rest. Share the adventure as they circle the globe in their battle to defeat the forces of chaos that threaten to rewrite history. It's time to join the Omega Contingent.
Come. Emma, how are you today?
Frustrated, a bit put out, and honestly quite perturbed. Having a guard on me every working moment is getting out of hand. No offense, Danvers.
None taken, ma'am.
I couldn't agree more. That's why I'm here.
Is this foolishness over? Are you and the board finally going to admit that these absurd accusations of me being a spy for the heirs are complete nonsense?
We definitely agree that having a guard put on you here at the headquarters is getting rather cumbersome.
Try being me.
Definitely not.
So, are you removing my watchdog?
Actually, just the opposite.
What?
As it turns out, I have come to realize that although you have always kept a room here at Knoll House, lately you have been leaving it for your home, away from the estate. That is a risk we can no longer take. The board agrees that you are not just a threat while you are here at work, but you need to be watched 24 hours a day.
You've gone too far, Pennyworth.
No, not far enough. When we finally get the proof we need on how you've been collaborating with the heirs, you can rest assured that this little inconvenience will be nothing compared to spending the rest of your life in prison.
You won't find any proof because it has never happened.
We'll see about that. In the meantime, Danvers here will be your guard while you are here at Ocean Headquarters. But when you leave, Mrs. Arnold will be your companion whenever you leave Knoll House. Mrs. Arnold, please come in.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is she?
She is your new companion. I hired her personally to make sure she could be trusted.
What the devil?
Mrs. Arnold, this is Emma. You will accompany her any time she leaves this estate. Is that understood?
Absolutely, ma'am.
I'll just leave you two to get acquainted, then.
Fat chance of that.
I'm curious, Omicron. Does your crystal help you heal from wounds or broken bones?
The Philosopher's Stone can cure any physical ailment, malady, injury, or illness. And that's why I'll never let you have it.
How do you mean?
It won't cure what you have, Nemo. You have a sick mind.
We'll see about that. Mr. Colby, again.
No.
Very good. Enough.
Aye, sir.
So, Omicron, why are you not wearing the Philosopher's Stone?
I don't wear it all the time.
So where is it now?
I'm not telling you.
Mr. Colby. Enough, Mr. Colby.
Aye, sir.
I must say, Nemo, that you were right.
About what?
This electricity definitely does give a new definition to pain.
Yes, it permeates your whole body, doesn't it?
Indeed. Of course, now that I've experienced it firsthand, I can tell you this.
What? What will you tell me?
It's not going to work.
Well, then I suppose we should move you up to the next level.
Anything more and you'll kill me. Then you'll have nothing.
Oh, I won't kill you, Omicron.
Not me?
No, but your crew. Except my daughter, of course. They shall all die.
You wouldn't.
Oh, of course I would.
Well, that's not going to work either.
Why not? Don't you care about them anymore?
For a threat to work, it has to be credible. And you haven't captured the crew of the Peregrine yet. Nor shall you, I would say.
True. No, we need something more immediate.
What do you have in mind?
All in good time, Omicron. All in good time.
Come inside, Mrs. Arnold. Quickly. It's cold out.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Would you like some tea, Mum? I'll put a kettle on.
That would be very nice. Yes, thank you. I suppose I'll just have a seat in the parlour.
Actually, Mum, you should come to the kitchen with me.
Oh, I suppose I must. Who knows? I might be keeping a spy under the sofa.
It does seem silly, doesn't it, Mum?
You have no idea.
You certainly haven't done anything suspicious for the last 2 days. It doesn't even seem like you're trying to hide something.
Well, thank you for noticing. But that's actually because I have nothing to hide.
Then why do they think you're the spy?
I haven't the foggiest. Certainly I'm closer to Omicron than anyone else.
Who is Omicron?
He's an ocean operative. He and his team went rogue last year. My God, has it been that long now?
And it's because you're connected to him that they suspect you?
I don't think so. But he was the one to recommend me for this position after he stepped down.
Wait, this Omicron was the head of Ocean before you?
Indeed.
And now he's a pirate?
Apparently so. We tried to break up his crew, and he wouldn't stand for it. Still, there are times like this when his help would be greatly appreciated.
I suppose old friends are hard to lose.
They are, Mrs. Arnold. I think the water is hot. Let me get some cups out of the cupboard.
Allow me, Mum. Hang on. What's this?
What's what?
This. This looks like that piece of equipment back at Ocean headquarters.
What? What are you talking about? Let me see.
Don't touch it now.
I don't even know what it is. Let me see. What? That's an aetherphone.
Is that what it's called?
I don't have an aetherphone in my home. I didn't even know there were any missing.
So, What should we do, Mum?
We need to take it back to Knoll House in the morning. Perhaps someone there will know who has an unauthorized Aetherphone.
Good idea, Mum. We'll just leave it on the shelf for tonight.
Yes. Close the cupboard. We'll deal with this in the morning.
Don't you knock.
You're my prisoner, not my guest.
Since we're dispensing with civilities, what do you want?
I want you to come see something.
Something in the English Channel.
Really? How could you tell our location? You have no windows. You haven't been speaking to anyone else.
It's the roll of the swell. I'd know it anywhere.
Exceptional. I imagine I will become familiar with such things when I am several centuries old as well.
I told you I'm not giving you the Philosopher's Stone, Nemo. Solitary confinement certainly hasn't changed my mind.
Oh, but that wasn't solitary confinement, Omicron. It's just that no one on Earth cares about you anymore.
Well, I suppose you're right.
Come with me.
Lead the way.
Excuse me, Captain Nemo, sir. We have a message from Gemini.
Shh! What did he say? Did he just say Gemini?
Mr. Colby, please refrain from discussing such matters in front of the prisoner.
Gemini. You have an agent named Gemini. That's who's infiltrated Ocean Headquarters, isn't it?
Well, I suppose there's no harm in telling you now that yes, Gemini is our code name for the agent who has been controlling your organization for some time now.
Controlling? Interesting word to use. But the name still doesn't make sense.
Are you familiar with the name?
Well, I am certain that I shouldn't be. But you haven't really explained why it is you want the stone so badly, Nemo.
No. But as with Gemini, there's no reason to withhold this from you now. It's because I have plans that can't be hurried.
Ah, and you need more than one lifetime to carry them out.
Precisely.
Last I heard, you were waiting for humanity to be ready for your inventions. Is that it? You want to be alive long enough to see your work appreciated? Sounds rather vain to me.
Oh, that would be vain. You are quite correct. Now my plans are to accelerate the process.
You mean, to make humanity ready sooner?
Exactly. Duck your head. You see, once before, there was a civilization on Earth that was more advanced than anything you have yet imagined.
Oh, I read the first book. You took Madame Villeneuve to see the ruins of Atlantis, didn't you?
Correct again, Omicron. Atlantis, an advanced civilization that was washed away by a cataclysmic seismic event. And yet, they were not lost completely.
There were survivors?
Not everyone was on the island when it sank.
A logical deduction.
But they had to survive. They spread across the world, perpetuating their lineage as best they could.
Perpetuating their lineage? You mean...
Yes. Breeding with local populations. People of lesser capabilities, lesser intellect.
Oh my God.
Yes, it was Francis Galton's work that made me realize we were seeing the evidence of this interbreeding all around us. Certainly his cousin...
Charles Darwin?
Yes, Darwin. Had the inspiration to understand genetics. But it was Galton who turned that knowledge into a usable science.
Eugenics is not a science, it's a weapon.
The science of improving humanity through selective breeding. Except in this case, we were trying to reverse engineer our Atlantean ancestors.
That's why you sent Salazar off to promote the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
And the experiments you performed on people like Parshakova.
Yes, and even your own Gamma, one of our early successes. Step up on deck, please.
Certainly. Oh, that's it. How could I have been so blind?
Blind?
Of course. The heirs. You believe you're the heirs to Atlantis.
To the legacy of Atlantis, yes. The greatness of that society.
So obvious. But there's something else I don't understand.
Ask.
Why don't you just build your society? Why do you have to fight the rest of the world?
Oh, you're wrong, Omicron. I don't fight the rest of the world. I only fight half of it.
Half?
Certainly. As long as that half exists, there will always be a chance that they will destroy all that is great and beautiful. Look at how they pursued my Nautilus.
It was because you were sinking ships. You were killing people.
Nonsense. I was destroying vessels of war. Soldiers are nothing but tools of war, like a gun or a sword.
Tools?
Yes. And besides, what I did was actually inspired by genius, even if I didn't see it then.
What do you mean?
Soldiers, by and large, are from the half that we need to exterminate.
The half?
Yes, the undesirable half of humanity. The half that is below average. The half that represents the crossbreeding of the Atlanteans that we need to rectify.
That's barbaric.
Is a farmer barbaric when he decides which of his cattle he should breed and which he should slaughter? Of course not. That's science, Omicron. You should appreciate that.
It's monstrous.
It's progress.
I won't help you.
Yes, you will. Do you see those ships at anchor over there on the channel?
Of course. So you're going to sink another military vessel if I don't tell you?
No, Omicron. I have better plans. Mr. Colbert?
Aye, sir.
That's a Spanish ship heading this way, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's the Marilla.
Excellent. That will suffice.
What are you going to do?
I would have thought that was obvious. Mr. Colby, prepare to ram the Murillo.
What?
We shall sink her and all aboard.
Don't. You can't.
Of course I can. I am master of the seas. They are trespassing. Their fate is mine to decide. Or more accurately, yours.
Mine?
Will you give me what I want? Or will you condemn them to death, Omicron?
I can't give it to you.
Well, then come in, Emma.
What are you doing at my desk?
It's not your desk anymore.
Don't be absurd. Look, we've discovered something at my home last evening.
So I've been told. Mrs. Arnold, please come in. Please tell me what you discovered last evening.
Yes, ma'am. I went to Emma's home with her again, as ordered, and, as you told me to, I started being friendly with her. She opened up and started talking about her relationship with Omicron, the pirate.
Did she?
What?
Quiet, Emma. Go on, Miss Arnold.
She spoke quite fondly of him, even said she wished he was still around.
Wished a pirate, a bloodthirsty murderer, was still around?
Yes, ma'am. That's what she said.
That's not what I meant.
I'm sure that's what you'd like us to believe. Is that all, Miss Arnold?
No, ma'am. I was searching her kitchen cupboard, as you asked me to, and I found that.
I'm bringing this to you because I found it.
You found it? Seriously, Emma, do you expect me to believe that?
No, ma'am. That's not the truth. I found it.
I told you to look in that cupboard.
No, you were going to get the cups, but I stopped you.
Probably because she knew it would be found, and this was her only chance to cover it up. Good work, Ms. Arnold.
I have never seen that Aetherphone before.
So you had an unauthorized Aetherphone, and you openly said you wished to be in contact with Omicron.
That is not what happened!
Of course it isn't. Are we supposed to believe that you weren't the one slipping information to Tomlinson and having him deliver it to the other spies? Quite an operation you've got going, Emma.
I had no such operation.
You don't have one anymore. Danvers, come in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Take Emma to a cell in the holding area down below.
You can't do this. What will the Ocean member states think if I just disappear?
They'll think you've taken ill. You're in hospital, under careful watch. Something you ate, I think.
They won't believe that for long.
They'll believe it long enough. Take her away, Danvers.
You haven't seen the last of me, Pennyworth.
No, you still have to stand trial for your crimes. Thank you for your help, Mrs. Arnold.
Mr. Colby, prepare to submerge. Brace for impact.
No, wait.
Wait for what?
I meant I can't give you the Philosopher's Stone that I carry, but...
But?
But I can make you one.
That intrigues me. How?
I need to use my laboratory. The components are there.
You want me to put you ashore? Do you take me for a fool?
Anything but. But I don't know how else to do it.
So, if I give you access to your laboratory equipment and supplies, you will give me your word that you will make me a crystal like yours, one that will grant me immortality?
Yes.
Your word.
Do I have your word that you won't sink the Murillo?
Yes. You have my word as a gentleman and as captain of the Nautilus.
Then you have my word as a gentleman and servant of the Queen.
Mr. Colby, change course.
Aye, sir. New heading?
That ship over there with all the lights on.
Aye, sir. That's the SS Northfleet. Passenger ship, headed for Tanzania.
Very good. Destroy it.
What? Nemo, you said...
Exactly. I said I wouldn't destroy the Murillo. I said nothing about the Northfleet.
The Northfleet is a passenger ship. It has to have almost 400 people on board.
Not for long, Omicron.
Stop. You can't! Ahoy! Ahoy! Anyone who can hear me!
Take him below, Mr. Colby.
Let me go!
Would you like to watch, Omicron? I can provide you with an excellent view of all the poor, lower-class people in steerage who will die. And you can see the upper-class people, the more intelligent ones, escaping in lifeboats. First-class passengers are always saved. Civilized society will do our eugenics work for us.
No, stop, you barbarian!
Ramming speed, Mr. Colby.
Aye, sir. Full speed ahead.
I won't make you the crystal.
Don't be ridiculous. You're a gentleman, not a liar. You gave me your word and I'll hold you to it, just as you are holding me to mine.
Nemo, I'm begging you.
You are a coward, Omicron. You represent the past. Now look at the face of true progress. Will you watch them die, Omicron?
I can't.
It was you that chose them, not I. There are only a few dozen men on the Murillo, but you chose the North Fleet.
You're insane. I chose no such thing.
It's not my fault you didn't make a better agreement.
Oh my God. The people.
working backwards. You have work to do.
But I don't have my equipment.
Leave that to me.
The Omega Contingent, Season 2, Chapter 6, The Word of a Gentleman, has been a production of Adventure Theater and was brought to you by Aethertopia, the nomadic city of steampunk makers. Go to aethertopia.com for tickets and more information on this incredible celebration of steampunk makers. And Popstream TV. Get your geek on and watch all kinds of nerd culture programs, shows, and movies, all for free at popstreamtv.com. And Krypton Radio, fandom's home for internet music, talk, and more, all at kryptonradio.com. It's sci-fi for your Wi-Fi. To find out more about this episode and the cast and crew who brought it to you, go to adventuretheater.net. Until next time, the Omega Contingent is off and away.